Don't take it so seriously. Lighten up. Trust the mystery. Lighten up. It doesn't matter anyway. Just enjoy your life. Get out of your way. Lighten up.
Welcome to Lighten Up with Bonnie Wirth on Empower Radio, an inspirational hour of conversation and interviews to help you shift perspective and create balance between being spiritual and human. Now here's your host, Bonnie Wirth, on Empower Radio. Lighten
up. Hello and happy Wednesday, sweet friends. I cannot believe that we're sitting here in the middle of October, well, almost to the end of October already of 2019. This year has been like no other. I think we say that all the time in terms of our growth, our healing, our evolution. But this has definitely been one heck of a year for everyone. We know that this is the year of manifestation. And in order for there to be manifestation, there's been a lot of healing, a lot of undoing, and a lot of what we can say falling away of old habits, of an old perspective of our lives and what is possible for us. And so it is beautiful in what is unfolding. However, it may or may not have been so easy to get to where we are right here, you know, in the here and the now. But we look at October being this, when we think of, in terms of numerology, it would be a month one, or it's a one. It's what requires us to establish or set some foundations in place, foundations that will move and shift into 2020, and foundations that are helping us to get more concrete in terms of why we're here and what it is we're being called to do. Now, it can feel like in the midst of everything we're creating, and as if there's nobody out there, there's no help, no support, that we are completely alone. And that's one perspective. There is the perspective that we're completely on our own in this world, that ultimately, everything falls upon our shoulders, the weight of the world. This is what it means to be human, that we need to work hard, that in some way there is a lack, or perhaps we're not worthy or deserving of something in our lives. We see this happening where people, you know, are on this path where they're needing to fight for what they believe in, or fight and work hard for what it is that they want to achieve. And there is success in that. And it does turn out to be a valuable path for those that choose it. And those really, what I want to say within that first perspective that I just shared, the one where we believe we're completely alone, is where we're asleep at the wheel of our lives. It's where, you know, we haven't shifted or woken up to a higher consciousness or higher awareness. And that's okay. There are some souls that are here exactly for that purpose. And then there are those of us who take a little bit of a different perspective, and those of us who understand and know that we're not actually alone, that even though the ego part of us, that very human part that makes us tick so human, may create a feeling of being separate from others, spiritually, we know on a much deeper level that we are all connected, that not only are we all fundamentally in sync or attuned, or the one of everything, it's like the same one that guides and directs us. We also know that we have access to that guidance whenever we need help. And that guidance can come in many forms. And again, there is no right or wrong way. This is based on what is truth for each of us. But that guidance may come in the form of that of being angelic. It may be that of a spirit guide, perhaps the ancestors or loved ones on the other side, or it might be something more that's synchronistic help, the guidance that is always in manifestation from the universe or from the cosmic mind, from source energy. It doesn't matter what word that we put on it. There is an understanding that there is something outside of us that's a part of us, that's within us, and we're always connected to whatever that is. And we know within it that is our source of abundance, that there's always enough and that we are worthy and deserving. It's where we are operating from a higher truth or a higher understanding, again, of being these souls in a very human experience. Now, when we understand that there is something always guiding us, and when we believe that there's always something guiding us, we actually essentially become a part of a co-creation within these conversations and this guidance that allows us to work in cooperation with whatever that bigger source is, whatever that higher power within your life might be defined as. So we can move through this world and believe that we have to fight our way through life in order to get what we want. But we can, you know, move into a more heart-centered way of doing things where whatever might have been blocking us or where we might feel challenged, that we see this not as failure or not as, you know, not being worthy and deserving, but we come into a place where we become aware of the fact that it is a sign from the universe, that it is a sign either directing us to our destiny, to what is a part of our dharma, or it is a sign or a guide that is taking us away from the wrong choice or what is not for us. The truth is, what is for us will always find us. And so when we can work and navigate within that guidance and not take anything too personally, and I say that in terms of not being good enough, not being worthy of it, everyone else, you know, being luckier than what we are. There's so many beliefs that are at play here with the ego. And so we look to this awareness and understanding that there's a purpose behind everything that plays out. There's a purpose that of something bigger, and it may not be exactly what we thought, but it'll always work out into something that is in our highest and best and in alignment with what we truly need within our life. Need within our life to not from a material perspective, although the universe always provides for our needs in those ways as well, but also what is needed in terms of the evolution of our soul, of our purpose, in becoming who we are meant to be in this world, what it is in capacities that our soul signed up for within this lifetime. And so we move into this conversation today of saying, okay, where is the guidance? Because that can happen. We can feel so stuck. We can feel like we're alone. We can feel like we're spinning our wheels. But it is about needing to become aware of what the signs are and understanding that the universe always has our back, that there is something bigger than all of us that is helping and stirring and directing and leading us forward. And all we need to do is to be willing to receive whatever that is. That's one of the biggest struggles for our ego. It's like we have a conception of what we believe we need and what we want within our life. And although there is within, we do contribute. We do get to ask for what it is that we need, and we get to manifest all kinds of beautiful and amazing things for our life. There's this other part of it that may or may not be what is truly required for us to be who we're meant to be in this lifetime, or a part of our mission, or what we're here to experience. And so there is this force, there is this universal, working within the universal laws, where we know that, you know, where we give and we shall receive, where the laws of cause and effect, the laws of karma, all of those things begin to fall into place in terms of what it is we're manifesting, that everything that is playing out on some level, good, bad, right or wrong, is happening for us, for our highest and greatest good, for our evolution, and for what it is we're meant to be doing, and what it is that, and who it is we're meant to be in this lifetime. So we look at saying, okay, let me understand that the obstacles, the roadblocks, are actually sacred signs from the universe, gifts in disguise that are helping me to realign with my true life path. And when we can make peace with that, which means we get in, we're at peace with it, where we're not becoming reactive with the conditions or the state of our lives. And although I'm not saying we don't go there, because I know I certainly do, I've had a few down on my knees, holy moments in my life, and do from time to time. However, this is about also bringing ourselves back into saying, okay, thank you. This is a sacred sign from the universe. This is a gift. What is being asked of me here? Where am I being taken? What is it that I need to heal or shift within me? You see, that's the point of consciousness. That conscious awareness is to understand that there's something that's playing out here, and our attention to what the possibilities are around the circumstance we find ourselves, around this event that we've called in some way, where we begin to take what's referred to as responsibility for what is happening or not happening within our life. You see, because the universe is directing and bringing us signs and helping us in all kinds of ways to navigate, to make decisions, to be within the choosing of what is in our highest and best. And of course, we have free will. And there's sometimes we're not in that state of choosing or of receiving. And so sometimes, unfortunately, because of this, we might have catastrophic event. We might have some kind of unwanted surprise that shows up so that the universe can help us tune into what is right and best. But we need to be open. We need to be receptive to what that could be. Now, when we, you know, the universe is always communicating with us, and it we have this conception with an ego, as I said, of what should happen. But when we can understand that the communication in things that are miraculous or the ethereal events, that there are things that there are messages that are sent in all kinds of ways, in special moments, in terms of what might be mundane, and how we can often overlook the messages that are coming forward and through. Now, I know for me personally, I receive all kinds of messages when I'm in the shower, the bath, anytime I, you know, am on the toilet. I know it sounds so bizarre, but it's like as soon as I'm around that water, as soon as I'm doing dishes, even when I'm cleaning, cleaning my house, folding laundry, I have, through some of the most mundane things that I'm doing, is where I receive the messages. It's in my willingness, my openness, and where my mind is focused, not on my worries and problems, but on the simplest of tasks. But what happens is when our ego gets involved, we begin to talk ourselves out of whatever that was that we might have received. And so that's where the confusion comes in. That's where all of a sudden we start to get into a play where we create more doubt and uncertainty, and we buy into the fears and our beliefs in terms of what we believe on a conscious level is possible for us, instead of adhering and following the guidance, the steps that we receive within those mundane moments, those aha moments, those moments where we have this glimpse of clarity, but then we allow our ego to do its job and completely talk us out of that very thing that we were inspired by. And to be inspired is to be inspirited, where there is this inspiration, or the spirit of the universe, the spirit of the divine, the spirit of God, the spirit of the cosmos, whatever you want to call it, is in communication and alignment with us. And in those moments of that inspiration, there is truth. In that moment of inspiration, that is clarity. In that moment of inspiration, that is the next step. But our ego does a phenomenal job of talking us out of the very thing that we know on a deep level that is right and best for us. So this conversation today is about helping you to look at some of the ways in which the universe is sending you signs, what could be some of the possibilities to consider in what the messaging is for you, and again, helping you to to take that action, to fall into greater trust with your intuition, greater trust in what you're receiving from spirit, what you're receiving from the divine, and in trusting to what feels right and best for you, opposed to what is the logic of the ego mind. Now, first off, what are, you know, how do we even recognize the signs if we're not even sure what the signs are? That's one of the questions that I ran into recently with one of my coaching clients, which of course is one of the foundations behind this show today. It's like, wow, like, how do I even know it's a sign? Well, I want to share something really simple with you, is that the moment that you think it's a sign is the moment it is. So if you think it's a sign from your loved one, a sign from the angels, a sign from the universe, the moment that you have that thought, know that it was indeed a sign. You wouldn't be having that thought. Those thoughts don't just, you know, show up in this random order, but there is synchronicities at play. And there is an activation within the mind that creates the thought in the first place. It's not wishful thinking, as the ego would say, oh, that's just wishful thinking. But it is this understanding that the moment I have the thought that, whoa, that might be guidance, know that it is, trust that it is, and act upon that. Follow it. Where does it lead you? Where does it take you? What's being asked of you in that moment? So how to recognize the sign isn't necessarily, the universe talking to us and that we're hearing it. This isn't about you and I having this conversation now where I'm talking and you're listening to me and it's sparking all kinds of, you know, thoughts and ideas for you. The universe speaks in energy. The universe speaks in synchronicity. And so when you feel that the universe is trying to tell you something, this is to know that being aware of how that language of the universe works, that the answers might be right in front of you. There is a little bit of a language barrier, you could say, in terms of the universe and us as human, because the universe speaks to us all the time, but it speaks to us through energy. It speaks to us through experience. It speaks to us in a way that doesn't form words. Now, it might, you know, you might construct words as a result of the imprint or the impression of energy that you're getting. But there is, I say, once, you know, you learn the lingo, is when your experiences, your conversations, and that guidance become clearer and clearer for you. But the universe does speak to us all the times, and to recognize and say one of the first ways is through experience, that the things that happened to us are actually happening for us as a way of redirecting our attention, redirecting our focus, or even getting our attention and waking us up. Now, conceptually, we are drawn to the language of, you know, this bad thing is happening to me. That's how the mind works immediately. But when we can understand, when we become more conscious that those events, that they exist for a purpose and a function to bring us an experience, where through that experience, we will have an aha moment, we will have greater awareness, we will begin to shift perspective and refocus our attention to what it is we truly want or desire for our lives. But I'm going to give you some tips, not only in decoding those messages, but, you know, speaking about, you know, what are some of those signs? What are those things that play up and happen? What are the very things that, you know, like I said, where the universe might be talking to you right now and you haven't even recognized it as that conversation? So some of the things are not obvious. Some of them are very obvious. Like, I can go back to the universe speaking to me, and I know I've shared this story many, many times on the show, But where the guidance, or I felt the guidance, was for me to take a sabbatical, was me to I needed to have some time off to reset, to re-energize, to recreate for my own life. And I had a timeline, according to my ego, as to when that could be possible, that I would say, okay, yeah, I will definitely take a look at doing that, but that won't happen until a month maybe from now. So where in some way that I wasn't paying attention, I wasn't following what I knew was maybe best or right for me, the thoughts I was having, those inspirited moments. And so as such, I fell down the stairs, I dislocated my ankle. And through that process, within the next 24 hours, and I had laryngitis. It was the universe's way of saying, sit down and shut up, Bonnie. Take some time off. But you see, I had been pushing and pushing and avoiding and dismissing. And then all of a sudden this happened, which was the permission card or the universe's way of catching my attention. Now, it doesn't mean that things have to be that severe. But sometimes we need to go through bankruptcy or really difficult or challenging financial situations for us to learn about the lessons of money and what we truly need to shift within our belief systems to create, abundance within our life and what the truth of abundance really is, not the monetary, but the abundance of all that is within the universe. Unfortunately, I've seen this play out for so many people within even my close family, my husband, my children, good friends who get laid off from a job that they really didn't like in the first place. But it was like they didn't like the job. They were going every single day. They were putting themselves through something that they didn't enjoy and that wasn't in alignment. And so the universe in its phenomenal ways it works, they lost the job. They lost the job in order to find the job that they loved because they weren't paying attention. They weren't listening. They weren't honoring what was right or best. And so therefore the universe, created or brought forward this situation and circumstance within their life that to get their attention, to redirect them, to put them on the course and the path of something that they would love or was more in alignment. The same thing happens when we look at relationships and friendships. One of the, we look at the things of the breakups that happen. Now, the breakups that happen, although they're difficult and hard and challenging, they're two-part. The two-part is saying that the contract, the soul contract that we had with that person has come into completion. And sometimes we need to go through the pain of the relationship to recognize what we're worthy and deserving of having in our life, what love is really all about, and what it means to love someone unconditionally. Sometimes within the universe, the lessons become in teaching us conditional love in order for us to understand unconditional. And it's painful and it's difficult. But when we start paying attention to things before a big catalytic event, before falling down the stairs, and we start to pay attention before we get fired from the job, and we start to pay attention before there's a very hurtful or painful breakup or challenge in a relationship, when we start to pay attention before then, we can realize that the universe is sending signals all the time about where we need to go, what is in our highest and best, and what we can do to take cooperative action so that things are a heck of a lot easier on us than the other. So this is, again, powerful signs. Well, let's talk about some of those powerful signs as we come up to commercial break. And of course, we'll have more for you after the commercial break as well. But first off, when we know we're on the right path, when we are focusing our experience, and I always tell my clients this, I always tell my students this, that looking for the things that light us up, what brings us joy, when we experience that true joy, that bubbling up, we know we're on the right track. We know that whatever we're doing in that moment is for us and that we're supposed to be doing it. And when we feel dissatisfied and we feel unhappy,
well, that's not for us. And I see that so many times, a number of people stuck in relationships, stuck in jobs, stuck in careers, who are unhappy and who choose unhappy every single day. If it's not bringing you joy, it's not worth your time or energy, no matter the paycheck. And that's a big one, especially when we're so, the ego is so tied to its safety and security around financial matters. When we can go forward and make choices in terms of what feels a little bit risky, or where we're uncertain about how that's going to work, there's nothing more important than we're happy. There's nothing more important that we love what we do. And when we love what we do, the money that shows up is the perk. It's the benefit. It's the reward. But it is about, you know, looking, if your job, you know, if it's not making you happy, if there's no joy in it, that's a first indicator that you might be moving in the wrong direction. And when there's no joy and we're not in love with what we're doing, as I said, that's where we suddenly get fired from the job, because we never paid attention to our internal GPS system. Our internal GPS system is our emotional body, our emotions, our energy in motion. And how good or bad we feel in any particular time is the way that we're being shown by the universe of what is right and best for us. If it feels good, it's good for us. If it doesn't feel good, it's not for us. So this is about honoring what feels right and best, and knowing that when we follow that internal navigation system, when we follow what brings us joy, what feels good, where we feel expanded and light within our hearts and our mind, that when we're making choices and decisions based on how we feel, deep, not feel according to logic, not the logic that says that's not a good decision, you're not going to be making as much money, what happens if you don't find a job, how are you going to pay your bills? This is about following in and saying, is it time to leave this job? Yes, it feels good. The idea feels good. It lights us up. We know and understand that when the universe signals us in this way, and I'm just using the idea of a job, I mean, there's so many things that this plays into, but when we can really get into that, following our internal GPS system, the good, when it feels good, it is that no matter what we decide, when it's in alignment with that energy, with that feel good sense of things, the money is going to be there. Our safety and security is going to be taken care of. That anything that feels like financial risk, that we actually open ourselves up to more possibilities around greater ways of making money and making more money. But we need to be willing to let go of what doesn't feel good. And that's really, really hard for us little humans. I'm going to talk more about some of those amazing signs and the conversation that we have with the universe on a day-to-day basis, whether we realize it or not, after the commercial break.
And I've toured the country dozens of times, and there's one thing every state has in common: childhood hunger. The sad truth is that 17 million kids don't know where their next meal is coming from, or if it's even coming at all. Yet there are billions of pounds of surplus food around the country at farms and warehouses that could help end this injustice. But all that food is useless if it doesn't get where it needs to go. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks gathers surplus food and gets it to hungry kids before it goes to waste. But they can't do it without your help. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank. Find out how at feedingamerica.org. Together we can solve hunger. Together we're Feeding America.
To help solve hunger in your community and to find your local food bank, visit feedingamerica.org. That's feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Today in school, I learned a lot. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in physics, I learned that I'm a loser.
Today in school, I learned that I'm ugly and useless. And in gym, I learned that I'm pathetic and a joke. In history, I learned that I'm trash.
Today in school, I learned that I have no friends.
In biology,
in English, I learned that I make people sick. And at lunch, I learned that I sit on my own because I smell. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes
me. In biology, I learned that I'm fat and stupid. And in math, I learned that I'm trash.
The only thing I didn't learn in school today.
The only thing I didn't learn today.
The only thing I didn't learn
is why no one ever helps.
Kids witness bullying every day. They want to help, but they don't know how. Teach them how to stop bullying and be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov, a message from the Ad Council.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Take this time to breathe deeply and close your eyes. Right now, you're completely in control. Unlike the time you and your son played basketball and you attempted to slam dunk. Or when you tried removing those raccoons from the basement. Concentrate on the soothing sound of my voice. Release the memory of when you wrestled with that beehive in your son's treehouse. Let go of the time you thought that skunk was a cat, or when you pulled into the garage with your son's bike on top of the car. Deep breaths. Deep breaths.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Lighten up. Don't take it so seriously. Lighten up. Trust the mystery. Lighten up. It doesn't matter anyway. Just enjoy your life. Get out of your way. Lighten up.
Now back to Lighten Up with Bonnie Wirth on Empower Radio.
We are talking about this, following the signs of the universe today, you know, being, how do we know we're on the right track? Before the commercial break, you know, I spoke about the joy, about the feeling good of things, and about really honoring what's true and right and best, not according to logic, but really tuning into something that is fulfilling on an emotional level for us. And when we're in alignment, when it's good for us, we'll feel good about it. We feel good in all kinds of ways, energetically, emotionally, and otherwise. Now, another way that we can tell if we're on the right track or not is, you know, is physical pain. Now, when our body is hurt in some way, it catches our attention. When I fell down the stairs and dislocated my ankle, it got my attention, didn't it? It was not pleasant. It was not a pleasant experience by no means. But there was a purpose of that pain, to alter the body and get my attention that something was not right. To pay attention to that physical ailment, that very thing that might be bothering you, is actually a signal or a sign from the universe. And so instead of it, you know, there may not be a problem with your physical body. I've had many conversations with clients and friends and colleagues where they have gone to the doctor over different physical symptoms that they were having, only for the medical profession to say there's actually nothing wrong. Everything's great. Your blood work is great. You show no signs of A, B, or C. And they come away still not feeling that great, that our physical body, the illness, the disease, the pain body, is another way that the universe works to get our attention. And that a physical manifestation of where there's been stress or anxiety or some unhealed emotional wound that is asking for attention. And the universe is using physical pain to get our attention. So, you know, if you're experiencing some pain now, it's, you know, we were taught in childhood or in our younger years or even in school, you know, I know I was a gymnast. And so if you hurt yourself and you had an ache or a pain, it was like you grinned and you bared it. You numbed it out. And we tend to numb all kinds of things out within our life, right? We numb it out with painkillers, with alcohol, with drugs, so that, you know, our physical pain, instead of recognizing it's one of the ways the universe is guiding and directing us and drawing our attention to something within or about, you know, whatever it is we're looking to create or do in our life, that
we need to pay attention, especially to chronic pain, that no pain should ever be ignored. This is not about just numbing it out and suppressing it. I'm not talking about post-surgical pain. I'm not talking about the broken finger, the sprained ankle or the dislocated ankle. There was pain associated with it. I wasn't talking about the pain associated with the injury, but it was the injury itself where the universe was catching my attention. But so what I'm speaking about here is paying attention, the aches and pains in your body. If you're feeling, you know, again, we go into that feeling part of things, but let's talk about as a physical feeling, not an emotional feeling, but the physical feeling of something. When I was at my old job, my office was on the second floor, and every single day, my pain body was talking to me. That every single day when I arrived at the office, I stood at the bottom of those two flights of stairs, and it was so hard for me to walk up those stairs. My legs felt heavy. It took such great effort, where I would talk to myself and say, come on, Bonnie, you can make it up these stairs. Deep breaths, girl. Come on. 1, 2, 3. And I'd count the steps to get me up to my office. It wasn't that the job was a horrible job or that the people in the building were terrible people. It was that that job was no longer in alignment with me and that the universe was giving me physical discomfort to catch my attention, to say, it's time to be done with this job. It was time to be done. So we look at honoring the pain body. Yes, nurture it, but why is it manifesting? What's playing out and happening in our lives that we need to pay attention to? Because if we're feeling good and our body is healthy and we're feeling vital and we are not experiencing any discomfort or illness or disease, we're on the right track. We're aligned with what it is we're doing, what it is we're meant to be doing, where it is we're going. But if there is anything that's sitting there, it's our body speaking to us, or the universe, better put, speaking to us through our body. Now, so whether the message is telling you there's something wrong with your body or there's something wrong in your life, we need to listen to that. We need to listen. The other sign or the other signal that the universe will bring about is when we get something stuck in our head. Now, it's repetition. Guidance is always repetitive. And so we will have the same thought over and over and over. One of the biggest things within my program that, you know, when we're looking at within my certification program for mediumship, one of the things that I teach my students is to pay attention to repetitive signals, repetitive impressions, repetitive information and thoughts, because where there's repetition, there's guidance. If it's just us making it up, if it's just a thought we're having, we're going to have the thought and it's going to disappear. That's not guidance. Guidance from the universe, from the angels, from spirit, whatever it is that you want to, you know, within the cosmic mind, whatever it is for you with the powers that be, whatever name you put on that. When something gets stuck in your head and it's reoccurring and it doesn't stop in your mind, it might even be a reoccurring dream you're having. Pay attention, because that is repetition. Guidance is always repetitive. Repetition is, and something stuck in your head is the universe's way of saying, you need to stop and hear this for a moment. In this moment in time, in this, and it can sometimes be a song even that's stuck in our head. If you have a song, instead of becoming frustrated because you have this song stuck in your head or frustrated because you can't pay attention to the lyrics, it's getting stuck in your head for a reason. So open your mind to receiving messages like this, and you'll notice, you know, as soon as you catch on, the universe is going to continue to do this. It's like, there it is again. Oh my gosh, I can't shake this. That's a lot of times how I look at creating classes or courses or things. It's like, I can't shake the thought. The thought keeps coming back. It keeps coming back and it keeps coming back. So if this is the case for you, if for instance, you keep getting the thought about going back to school, about going to school, I should go to school, I should go to school, I need to take some training. I need to take a class. I should go to school. It's not that the universe is saying go back to high school, but it's saying that one, in order to be better prepared for a new job in your life, a different career, to invest in some training, to up-level your knowledge, to up-level your skills. And so very often those very, some people, and again, I refer to a lot of my coaching clients on this, where they have the repetition, where they have the thought, where they have the idea over and over and over again, and they do not invest in the schooling. And then they're upset because they don't have the career, the job, the money flowing into their life. We must be willing to follow that very guidance, to follow those inspirited ideas and thoughts, to take action, because it is in the taking action that we show a willingness. And where we show a willingness, there's an openness to receive more for our life. And where there's a willingness and an openness to receive more for our life, the universe can bring more to us. The job will show up, the people come forward. But we have to be willing to put the effort in. You know, I've often used the same ideology in terms of this, the same person who wanted the different job, who was unsatisfied within his career, who was seeking and praying and asking and writing all kinds of intentions, who was, he had ideas of all possibilities of some of the things he'd rather be doing, which is great, which is so great. But he never sent out a resume. We must be willing to take action in order to open up to receive. But pay attention to those thoughts and ideas, sweet friends. Repetition is guidance. The other things that can play up and happen are, can be some, you know, one of my favorite movies of all time is Bruce Almighty with Jim Carrey, where he's sitting in his vehicle and he's so stressed out, maxed out, and completely, frustrated with life as he knows it. And he just keeps saying, send me a sign. And there's all road construction all around him and neon signs that are flashing. But he's so stuck in his head and in his own storyline that he can't even see the sign. So this is the next part of the conversation, is that sometimes that's exactly what happens. We might actually come up to a construction site. A construction site that says this road is closed. If you have had any anything going on your mind where you've been trying to make a decision with your next move, and you run into that, that's not by chance. That's not just happenstance that you just took that particular route to work. That's the universe directing you and saying, "Don't go there. That road's closed for you." You know, signs can also be things like overhearing a conversation. Now, we're very, you know, conscientious, right, about not listening into other people's conversations, about eavesdropping on things. But there's sometimes where a conversation catches your attention, that in some way you're overhearing something that is answering a question you might have had, or is giving you some insight, or even the advice that's being shared in that conversation makes sense for you too. It may seem like it has nothing to do with you, but the universe will broadcast what it wants us to hear. And so when we can understand that, it's not that we're choosing to listen in, but it's the universe broadcasting to us. The universe wants us to hear this. Our angels, our guides want us to pay attention to what the conversation is about. So, you know, where we recognize that we're not just hearing it because we're being nosy. We're not hearing it because the person, you know, is talking really loud. We're hearing it because we're supposed to. If it's not making sense and we can't hear it, it means it's none of our business. It's no different in the spirit world. That's one of the things in my program I always say to people. Yeah, you might be tuning in and hearing like there's a radio on in another room, or hearing there's voices that are speaking, and you can't quite make out what it is. You're not supposed to. If it's meant for you, you will hear it. And overhearing conversations in that way, it's so that we can have an answer, that we can receive some guidance, or pay attention to the inspiration that the universe is broadcasting. Or how about those times where the text message that you go to send doesn't send, or the email that you're responding to it gets hung up in draft, or it gets tied up or hanging out? Or how about those times where you're going to purchase something online and the transaction gets halted or gets hung up or you get redirected? Instead of being upset and frustrated, it might be the moment that says, well, not yet, not time. Are you sure you really want to do this? Not for you. Are you sure you want to say that? Are you sure that's going to be your response? Opportunities where we have, where we're being blessed to take a look at, what choice am I making? And how am I choosing to show up to this right now? Is there a better way to handle this? What else is being asked of me here? And it's not saying just because you can't make your online purchase or, you know, register for the class that it's a sign that you're not supposed to do that class. That's not it at all. It's just a point of reference to do a little bit of inner work to ensure that you're following what is right and best for you, and that you're paying attention to the emotional body. You're paying attention to how it feels for you. And sometimes when something feels good, it might, and it's right for us, it might not be time for us to proceed on something. And very often the universe will redirect us according to what is within divine timing. We have our conception of what that is, but it's not necessarily what the universe has on order. So when we understand that the universe disconnecting us from the internet, or putting, you know, stopping us over and over again at construction sites, or stopping or halting us in the moment of red light after red light, can be an indication of the universe trying to get us our attention. Do you really want to try this? Is there a better way? Is this the right path? It's not just coincidence. It's not just coincidence. Okay. So again, I've talked about, you know, all the kinds of things that play out and happen. One of the other things to pay attention to are some of the things that play out and manifest within your home. Things that play out and manifest within our home. Again, the universe is broadcasting. It's bringing to us. Yes, we are a part of creation. Everything that shows up in some way is for us, that in some way we have attracted this to happen in our lives, again, by avoiding or not, you know, doing or taking action in the ways that maybe we had thought we should do previously. But even the condition of our home, the things that play out and happen. If there's a windstorm and the shingles fly off your roof, or it rains and it leaks, it can be, yes, based on you know, crappy workmanship. However, it's beyond that. And it's an indication for us. What happens in our house can tell us a lot about what's happening in our inner world. And so things will manifest, and we will call in situations like this, and anything to do with our roof is an invitation from the universe for us to look at, where's our mind been? Where's our frame of mind? Have we been scattered? Shingles scattering through the wind. If it's leaking, you know, where's our mind been? What things are playing out for us? Our mental, pay attention to the thoughts you're having, because it's manifesting. It also can be the things in our home, you know, the flooding that takes place, whether that be because of, you know, flooding in terms of Mother Nature. It can also be the sewer backup in our home. All of that can be an indication that we're not in flow with our life. We're not in flow. When the toilet won't flush, we are not in flow with our life, people. That there is a block, there is something that is creating resistance within our environment, which is indicating resistance of something going on inside of us. So consider that when we're faced with challenges, even in our home, when something happens, it's an opportunity to take a look at saying the universe is asking something, has brought this to me, not to create frustration and not to cause more financial strain and not to create more work, but to catch my attention of something that needs to be paid attention to. And sometimes having a flood in our basement or a flood in our home can be that it's time for us to relax. It's time for us to rejuvenate. Maybe it's time for us to heal that we've been avoiding and not paying attention to what it is that we need to pay attention to. Now, of course, there's not just gloom and doom of things of the universe talking to us. It's also the surprises, the good stuff that play out. The universe gets our attention in beautiful ways and unexpected surprises. There's no such thing as accidents. You're never somewhere you're not supposed to be, and something doesn't happen that's not supposed to happen. To have one of the things, the surprises in life, the surprise, whether it be a gift at your door, a bouquet of flowers, the surprise of visiting a friend, anything that lights us up and brings us joy is a sign we're on the right path. A sign we're on the right path. Things that are familiar, those deja vus that we have, those moments that say, well, hang on a second, I've been here before. A deja vu in that moment is a sure sign that we're on the right path. A deja vu is a moment of remembering something that we had planned for ourselves before we even incarnated. It's a soul memory that says in that moment, says, hey, I remember creating this. I'm on this path. This is familiar to me. Where there is familiarity is one of the ways that the universe is showing us, you're on track. You're on track. We have surprise visits. We have surprise phone calls. We have surprises that show up, well, as I said, in gifts. And we have those surprises of familiarity, those deja vus. If you've been having a lot of deja vus lately, the universe is definitely talking to you. It's saying, remember when you created this? Remember you planned for this? Remember you asked for this? You're right on path. You're on track. Keep going. Keep going. So we look at signs from the universe as a way to confirm our path, whether we're making the decisions that are right or best for us. Other signs from the universe can be repetition of numbers, those sequences that we see over and over, those things we pay attention to. That's a divine nudge or a push from the cosmos, an opportunity to check in with ourselves, make sure we're our actions and our words are in alignment with our goals. The repetition of numbers, the paying attention to the songs in your head, the lyrics, the inspired ideas that are flowing. You might not even understand why you feel good or happy or excited one day, but let that be an indicator. Let that joy, that energy that shows up when you wake up, be a sign that you are right on path. So, again, you know, that knowing that we're supported is because we feel lit up. That we may not get a ton of evidence that we're, you know, confirming that we're on the right path, but what we're feeling is so important. And it's okay to feel a bit scared, especially when we're being pushed out of our comfort zone, but trust the process, trust in what's playing out and happening. Things have a way of working out when we're on the right path. You know, when we're looking for those moments of aha, those moments of this is it. This is, I know I'm doing what I'm meant to be doing. Because when things, especially when we're faced with challenges, So if it is a class or a course you're looking to do and you don't have the money and you go, I really feel like this is the next thing I need to do, but I don't have the finances for it. That following it and saying, okay, I'm going to do this. I don't know where the money's going to come from, but I feel this is right and best. Is the moment you say yes to it, is the moment you have a surprise that shows up in the mail. Unexpected money that shows up. Perhaps you finally sold something that you had been trying to sell for a really long time. Things don't always go according to plan. They don't. And we become stressed out. But when we can trust that it's going to work out and we're willing to follow what is right and best and true, the money has a way of showing up. I've seen it time and time again. A lot of my students talk about this all the time, about how they decided to take the course and they didn't know where the money was going to come from. And the moment they took the course, they sold an antique table that they had for sale for, you know, the last 3 years. And suddenly someone contacted and said, hey, do you still have that table? The money showed up. When my computer broke down or when my hard drive crashed, it felt like the end of the world. All of my business stuff was on there. All of my business stuff. And I tell you what, it was a disaster. I had lost so many things that were in creation, programs and part of my book. It was a very big challenge. However, it also turned into a great blessing. Because when my computer crashed, it was this opportunity for me to look at how I was doing business, to get some external hard drives. I'm an external hard drive queen now, to back things up. It helped me to become more responsible within my business practices and how it was that I was tracking or keeping track of things. So even though it was a horrible experience, it created an opportunity for me to get back into writing my book, not in maybe in the form or the way I had done it previously, but in a better way, with more consciousness, more awareness, with greater purpose than what I had written it before. So even things that can be very stressful can turn out to be a blessing. And even though it feels like our world is ending, I believe, honestly, it's even when it's falling apart, it's actually pieces coming together. That where there's destruction, it's creation. And that those things need to happen in some way to clear out what no longer works for us, to show us that we're not on the right path, to redirect us and help us to become aware of what is right, what is best, what feels good, what brings us joy, what we're worthy and deserving of, and to show us that we're on track. And to remind us that you and me and all of us are here for a bigger reason, a bigger purpose, that we have come here for evolution. We've come here to be the light. We've come here to awaken, to become conscious, and in purposes of contribution within our lives and to that of humanity in ways that we may never comprehend. God bless each and every one of you. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's show. Bye for now.